So I'm not locked with Imurim Lerim. Now, Kol Ponim, I'm with Soy Shabbos, you will be allowed to be makdeh to burn the Imurim. So the Diyak here is, Im Zorak Dievedin, Mashper B'Dieved, if you did it, you didn't ask any questions and you did it, you did something wrong, then we say the Zrik helps that at night time you're allowed to make the Imurim, you can burn the fats. Aber Lechatchilo, if you would come to ask us on Shabbos, again, you shechte the Kivsi Atzera Shalei Leshimon on Shabbos. Chinat Mekayim V'Choyva, but now the Korban has a Shechita to it. The question is, are you allowed to make a Zrika now in order to be able to make that Torah at night? So here it's Mashma Lechatchilo Loi, you're not allowed to make the Zrika on Shabbos. So Vishleim Le Rav Anich, according to Rav, it's very good. Rav holds you can only make a Zrika on Yom Tif, then you're allowed to eat the meat. It's called Lochem. Here on Shabbos you can't cook, Savad you can't make the Zrika. Elo Le Rav Bar Rav Huna, but according to Rav, Rav Huna Kasha, it should be a Kasha on him. Because he himself holds that you are allowed to make a Zrika just for the purpose of being able to make a Haktaras in Murim at night time. So here on Shabbos also, why don't we let you, the Rabbanon should be Mekel, to make the Zrika. There's no Issa Diraisa making the Zrika. It's only like a Shvus. So the Rabbanon should be Mekel to let you make the Zrika in order that you should be able to make the Haktaras at night time. Tomorrow says Kasha, it's like a Shuv, Mira, it's a Kasha, and Rabbi Barafuna. The boy is saying another Teret says, I'll tell you, Shani Shvus Shabbos Mishvus Yomtiv. The difference between the Shvus of Shabbos and the Shvus of Yom Tov. On a Shabbos, there the Rabbanim are more mekel. Like Shabbos is more chomer. If you do a malach on Shabbos, you chayiv misa. If you do a malach on Yom Tov, there's only a lav, you only get malchus. So therefore, on Shabbos, the Rabbanim are more machma. They did not let you do the Shvus of making a zrika, even to save the emurim at night for night time. Only on Yom Tov was Rabbi Bar Bahuna hold you allowed to make the zrika in order to save, be able to burn the emurim at night time. Verses Vayta. Boy mine Ravavi Saba Mirafuna. Ravavi Sabi is the kasha from Rafuna. Pehema, what's the locha by if somebody owns an animal that Chetya Shonokri Vechetya Shal Yisrael? You only have a partnership. Half belongs to a guy and half belongs to Yisrael. Mao Lishokhtu Yomtif. Is the Yisrael allowed to now take it on Yomtif and make a Shechita on Yomtif? Now the question is, by making a Shechita, you're also doing a Shechita for the guy? You're killing the animal for the guy? You're not allowed to do a malacha for a goy. So could you make the shchit here on Yom Tov? Is Omalei, so Rav Huna answered back, Mutter, Avad, you're allowed to. Like since you're shechting it for yourself, you won't eat from the meat now, you're allowed to make a shchita. So then Rav Avi asked him another question. Omalei, v'chi ma bein zel in adorim or adovis. What's the difference? How come on Yom Tov you're not allowed to bring a korban shlomim? Even though we are also the Elechura, part of the meat you're going to be able to eat. It's going to be for you. So why don't we say, like, since you're able to eat the meat for yourself, you should be allowed to make the shechita, even though part of it goes l'gvoya, it should be like shutfis, like partnership, you and Hashem. So the part for Hashem, true, you're not allowed to do. But there's a part for you, so why can't you make the shechita for your part? So Amalei, Rav Huna answered back and said, Urva Porach, you know, ravens are flying over. In other words, he skipped the subject, he didn't want to answer. We'll soon see why not. Kinofak, after Ravia left, Amalei Rabba Bray, his son, Rav Huna's son, Rabba, came in and said, Lav Hainu Rav Avi Saba, isn't the person that just came in, Rav Avi Saba, the Mishtabeach Lemar Begaveh, that you yourself praised this person, the Gabar Rabu, that you yourself said he was a great person? So like, how come you didn't answer him? How come you skipped the subject? So Amalei Rav Huna answered back and said, Ma Evedle, what can I do? Ani Hayoim, he said over this post like today, Samchuni Ba'ashishas Ravduni Batapuchim, as if to say, I'm very tired, I'm very oiskamatid now, like Rashi says, he just got finished saying a drosha. It was on Yom Tov. And he said, now it's time for me to have my meal, to have my suda. Samchuni Bashis is giving me good stuff. Ravduni Batapuchim, let me eat apples. In other words, he said he was very tired from the shear. And Oboyi Minei Milsa the boy timer. He asked me a good question. And I have to think about it. And right now I don't have the koyach, the strength to think about it. So that's why I didn't want to answer him. So then the Gemara says, with time am I, what's talk of the reason? What's the difference? So Gemara says, the difference is like this. When you have this animal that belongs to partners, to a goy and to a Yisrael, therefore for sure the Jew is allowed to shech this animal on Yom Tov. Why? Because the Jew wants to eat the meat, he owns half the meat, and it's not possible to eat any part of this meat unless you make a shechita on the animal. So the shechita you're doing is called, totally you're doing it for your sake, for the Jew's sake. When you bring a korban shlomim on Yom Tov, also l'shechtem b'Yom Tov. You're not allowed to shechtem on Yom Tov. To kahanim ki kozochi meshuchon gavoy kozochi. Because when the kahanim, when they get their korban, their portion of the korban, it's similar. It comes meshuchon gavoy. It comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. does not come from them.
So therefore it's considered like it was mainly geshochtin, the korban was brought for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was done l'gvoya. But once you give it over to Hashem, it's like Hashem gives it back to us for a matana. So therefore here it's worse. Mashenke, when you shecht it for Shutfis, that you own half, we say you're shechting the animal now in order that you could eat it. So that's called you're doing it lochem. Verses weiter. Omer Rav Chizda, Behema chetzi shel nochri v'chetzi shel Yisrael, is mutter l'shochta b'yomtev. If you have an animal that you own b'shutfis, partnership, you and a guy, if the Jew wants to eat it, he's allowed to shecht it on yomtev. The efshel l'kizai is possible l'shchita, because it's not possible for you to eat even a kizayis, even one olive size of the meat, unless you make a shchita. So therefore, in order to eat your portion of the meat, you have to shecht the animal. Therefore, it's called you're doing a malacha, it's tzarech, the Jew, and therefore it's mutter. What about Esau, if you have a dough? Chetz yeshal nochri v'chetz yeshal Yisrael. You have, let's say, a 10-pound dough that you own 5 pounds and the guy owns 5 pounds. Then also lafaisa b'yomtif. You're not allowed to bake this dough on yomtif. Why? Poshid. Do'ev sh'lei l'mafal b'lisha. You could divide the dough in half and only bake half the dough that belongs to you, your portion, that's what you should bake. And the other portion you don't have to bake. So you have no right to bake the whole thing. You don't have to bake the guy's portion. Mosev Rav Huna Bachan Eloi. So Rav Huna Bachan Eloi asked the question. It says, Isas Kolovim, if you have a dough that you're going to serve to the dogs, a special type of a bread, that you're going to serve it to the dogs, is the Zman Sheheroyin Oichlem Imenum, at the time that you also have intentions that the shepherd, the man, the Jew, is going to eat from this bread also, then we say, Chayevus Bechala. This dough is considered dough that's meant for an Adam to eat, and therefore it has a shame lechem on it, that there's a chiv to take off challah before you start to eat it. Some chiv to take off challah. Ma'arvin bo, you're allowed to use this lechem now to make an Erev Chatzeris on Shabbos. Mishtatfin bo, you can make an Erubei Shtufei Mavoyis in order to make the carry out from one chata to another chata through the Mavui. Mavorchin ole, you make a regular hamoitzi on it. You have to make a brichas mazon when you get finished. In other words, this bread is called lechem. If the bread would only be made for the dog and not for any b'nei adam to eat, then it's not called lechem. That's a question. Why not? Some of us should learn because it's made a different type of a dough. The dough that you make only to serve to dogs is a different type of a dough, so you don't make a moitzi, you don't have to bench on it. Over here, that it's meant for also for the shepherd to eat from it, therefore it is called the regular lechem bread, and therefore you have to make a brocha and a bench. V'nefes b'yomtif. And who are then you allowed to bake this bread, this dough on yomtif? V'odim yoytzi bo yidei chavos of a Pesach. When it comes Pesach, to make matzah out of it, you could be mekayim mitzvahs matzah with this alechem. Is the question, v'yamai, like why does it say you're allowed to bake this on yomtif? For your efshalei l'mafal gobelisha. What's going on here? You have a 10-pound dough. That 9 pounds of it you're going to give to the dogs. Only 1 pound maybe the shepherd would eat. Now the halacha is on Yom Tov, you're only allowed to bake lochem for yourself and not for kelev, not for the animals. So why does you have to bake the whole bread? You should only be allowed to bake the one portion that you're going to serve for the shepherd. So the Gemara answers, Shani Isas Kolovim, here it's different. This dough, even though you have in mind to bake it, to give it to the dogs, you'll be efshir. Since it's possible to change your mind and give the dogs a nevela to eat, a dead animal, give him some meat to eat, and therefore you'll have the whole bread for yourself. Therefore, since it's possible that you will eat the whole bread, therefore you're allowed to bake it on Yom Tov. Now, it's a svar of hoyil. Even though right now that's not your intentions, right now your intentions is to bake it for the dog, but since it's possible that you may come to eat it, therefore we'll make it. Does Rav Chizda hold from this tzvor of hoyil? For Yitzma, we learned like this. If somebody bakes from a yomtiv for the purpose of tomorrow, of hoyil, weekday, and you're not allowed to do that. On yomtiv, you have a right to bake or to cook today for yomtiv, not for tomorrow. Let's say somebody went ahead and baked with intentions of eating it tomorrow on hoyil, on a weekday. So Rav Chizda wa malaker. Rav Chizda said, yes, you're over the lav, you did the malacha, you get malchus. On Yom Tov, if you do a malacha, you get malchus. Rabbi Roma, Rabbi says, ain't a loike. No, you do not get malchus. Why not? Rav Chisda Roma like Rav Chisda says you get Malkus very good because Lo Yarmina, we do not say this new Svar of Hoyle. That maybe, what's the maybe? Or Mikle Le Orchim, maybe later in the day on Yom Tov itself you're going to get visitors. You'll get an Eirach. Chozilei, and then you'll have to serve him the bread that you baked. See, even though at the time you baked it, you had in mind to bake it for tomorrow, for the weekday, but maybe it's possible you'll get guests later in the day, and you'll have to serve it to them. Hashdunami Chozilei, we should say right now when you're baking it, it's also not considered like you're baking for tomorrow, because maybe you use it today. So you see, Rav Chisda does not hold from this svara. Therefore, Rav Chisda says, no, if you're baking it with the intention to give it to use tomorrow, you'll get malchus. Marshenkin Rabba Rama, Rabba holds no. Ain't a like it, you do not get malchus. Why? I'm meaning because we say hoyle. In other words, we're talking about now, let's say, Yom Tov was Thursday. And you started to bake now after you had your main meal already on Yom Tov. So you're not baking anymore for Yom Tov, you're baking for tomorrow. So really, you're baking while some malachi, you have no right to bake tomorrow, for tomorrow. Still, Rabba says you don't get malchus. Because there's a svar midiraisa that maybe later in the afternoon you'll get some guests. They'll come knocking on your door, and you'll have to serve them food, and you'll come to use this food. So since it's possible that this food could be used for Yom Tov, that's this new svar of hoyel that midiraisa with mutter. And we paskin like Rabba Taki and midiraisa, we do say the svar of hoyel. That's what Tosfos got before. That's why we have a heter of Erev Tashilin, why you're allowed to cook on Friday for Shabbos. Even though on Yom Tov you only cook for today, but the Pshat is midiraisa, you're allowed to cook today on Friday for Shabbos because of hoyel. Because maybe you'll get visitors in the afternoon and you use it for today. So midiraisa it's mutter. Even though midirabbanan you are not allowed to do this, but now we say if you make an Erev Tashilin to cook on Friday for Shabbos, it's mutter. But I call Purim not with an Erev Tavshilun and not from Friday to Shabbos. Even Rabbi is moedi that it's also midirabonim. I call Purim to cook or bake from Yom Tov for Chol. But I call Purim, we're asking now, we see Rav Chisda does not hold from this for of Chol. Rav Chisda doesn't say if you would get guests, but right now you do not have any guests. Therefore, it's considered right now like you're baking for Chol for the weekday, and that's where you get Malkus. So our Kasha is here also. Right now, you're baking this bread for the dog. Don't tell me that maybe you'll find a nevela later and give him meat to eat instead of the bread. But right now you don't have the nevela, you don't have any meat to serve the dog. Right now you have intentions of giving the dog the bread. So why is it mutter to bake this bread on Yom Tov L'churi, not allowed to bake for an animal? So Moran says, Ella, loy tema, don't say, hoyel v'yefshar, that maybe he'll find a nevela. Ella, but rather we're talking about before, that the Braisa says you're allowed to bake this bread on Yom Tov, could go in the east lane nevela. We're talking about where the shepherd does have nevela. He does have a piece of meat on hand. The vaday efshla finds him in nevela. Here, like it's more probably, it's like a vaday that it's possible for him to change his mind, like and not to give him the bread teat, but rather give the dog the nevela teat. So even though maybe it's not 100% in his mind yet, but since he has the meat in his hand right now, it's possible for him to do it. Here is the biggest svara that even Rav Chisda is made here. It's mutter to do it. Now it's by you cooking today for tomorrow. You don't have the guest yet, so that's awesome. Because right now your main purpose of cooking is for tomorrow. Marshan can hear that you have already the nevela to serve the dog, even though right now you're thinking maybe you'll serve the dog the bread, but since it's very probably that you will maybe change your mind and give him the nevela, therefore it's mutter to serve the nevela, it's mutter to bake this bread on Yom Tov. But boy name Rav Huna. They asked a question for Rav Huna. Hani b'nei bagi. These people living in b'nei bagi in the city. The romi alayu kimcha. The b'nei chayla. The king tells them that you have to bake bread when the army men come into the city. So the question is, maho liafoisa b'yomtiv. Are the Jews there in this town allowed to bake the bread for the army men on Yomtiv? Now, two things. First of all, the army men were goyim. And you're not allowed to bake or cook for a goy on Yomtiv. Secondly, we're talking about here, it wasn't a pikuach nefesh. It wasn't the question the king said, like, if you don't bake, we'll kill you. It was a question of pikuach nefesh, for sure you're allowed to do it. There was a possibility to get out of it, say you're tired, you can't do it, we'll do it tomorrow. The question is, though, are you allowed to do it now on Yom Tov or not? So Amalui said back to them, Chazina, let's see. Iyoyvele riftel yinuka. If they'll let you give one piece of bread to your children, to the child, but like after they're not going to be mocked, but they won't mind if you take one piece of bread and give it to the child. Then we say, even though you have to bake for them 100 breads, and at most maybe we'll only let you take one for your own child, but every one of the breads you bake, we could say maybe this will be the one you give your tinnik. Vishari, therefore it's mutter. Vilav osir, and if not, it's osir. So that's what he answered, that's what Rav Huna answered back. So Rashi says that he talked the argues on the Mandiyama before. Before we said, you're not allowed to bake. Rashi says, Upolig Rav Huna ad Rav Chizda. He argues on Rav Chizda, the Yom HaChetze Shanach HaChetze Shal Yisrael, Osa LaFoysoi. Before we said, you're not allowed to bake if it belongs to the guy. Because since you could divide it up, only bake for yourself. Like here also, what kind of heter is this? To bake for the goyim, because maybe they'll let you take one bread. So one bread bake and that's all. That's the way Rashi learns. Tosfos learns not like that. Tosfos learns that Avada here goes according to everybody. And we're talking about that the flour also belonged to the goyim. And it was up to you. You had the job just to bake for them. Now the svar is like this. If they say that if you bake for us 10 breads, we'll let you take back one bread for yourself. So then the pshat is you're baking all 10 breads in order that you should be able to have one bread. So it's different than in the first case of Rav Chizda, where you have a shutfus, a partnership with the guy. There we say you have no right to bake the half that belongs to the guy. Only bake your half, that's all. The half that belongs to the guy, don't bake. Mashenkin over here, you can't just bake with the part that you want, because the flour doesn't belong to you. The goyim won't let you have anything. It's only a svara after you bake the 10 breads that they'll be nice and let you have one for the kid. So if at the end they'll let you have one, it's a svara you're doing all 10 bakings in order to have one, and that's mutter. That's a svara, it's also called tzarech yomtiv. Alright, turnover. So therefore, according to Tosfos Shita, there's no machlokes between this Rav Huna and Rav Chizda before. Versus Vaita. For Yatanya, now we're starting to ask Nakasha and Rav Huna's svara here, that if the goyim say you could have one bread for your own child, it's mutter. For Yatanya, we learned Maisa b'shimen ha'timoni. It was a Maisa once b'shimen ha'timoni. Shalebo emesh le'beis ha'medrash. He didn't come yesterday to the beis ha'medrash. He didn't come to shir yesterday, which was Yontif. B'shachris, in the next morning, Motz Reb Yehuda ben Baba found him. Omar Loi, so he asked him, Mifnei Malei Boyes Emesh Lebeis HaMedrash, how come you did not come yesterday to the Shia to the Beis HaMedrash? Omar Loi, so he answered him like this, Bol Shois Bol Yireinu, a big army came to our city, O Big Shul Achatef Es Kol Yir, it wanted to take away, rob the whole city. Now it wasn't the Shalaf Pekuach Nefesh here, they didn't come to kill, they just came to rob. V'shachat Nulehem Egel, you know what we did? We shechted a calf for them, ve'achalnum, and we gave them food to eat. We gave them from the meat of the animal, opartarnum l'shalom, and we sent them away in peace. That they did not come and kill us, not kill us. They did not come and steal from us. So that's what I was busy doing yesterday on Yom Tov. So Omar Loi, Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba said back to him, Teimani, I wonder im lo yotzos chachem befeitchem. If the schar, what you gained by saving all your property, if you didn't lose more. You had a bigger hefsid, you lost out more. Why? In other words, you did an avera. He held you were not allowed to shech the animal for these goyim. Sharei Omru Torah, the Torah says like this, Lochem, you're allowed to cook and bake on Yom Tov for yourself, and with Ashim, v'loy li'ev dikachovim, but you're not allowed to cook or shech an animal for a goy. So who gave you the right to shech this animal for the purpose of the goyim? That was what the Yehuda ben Baba said back to him. Now the question on Rav Huna is, v'yamai, what was it, Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba's big question? Like the reason why he was allowed to shech the animal for the goy, because by Shimon HaTimoni he could have eaten from it himself. So if you tell me, look, Rav Huna, since you could eat from it yourself, it's mutter. Zero, so you could have eaten for it from yourself. Rabbi Yehuda says the teretz is egel treifa. Heavy here, what he shechted for the goy was an egel or treifa. Since it was a treifa, he was not able to eat it for himself. Therefore, it's considered doing the melacha totally for the goy, and that's also to do on Yom Tov. You can't do the melacha for the goy on Yom Tov. For the Gemara of Chazi Leklovin, even though it's a treifa, but a treifa you could also give to a kelev, give the meat to a dog to eat. So Gemara and Vashmi, he held that you are allowed to cook or do something with tzarech an animal. So Gemara says Tanoihi, this is good for the machlokes Tanoim, because this was the machlokes of Shimon HaTimoni and Yehuda ben Baba. Shimon HaTimoni held you're allowed to do the lesorcha animals,
And Rabbi Yehuda ben Boz that asked the question back held no, Lochem even excludes animals also you can't do. And this is a machlokes tanoim. The Tanya would go like this. The pasuk says, Acha sheyochel l'chol nefesh, hu levada yiyosa lechem, that you can only cook for what you need for yourself. So mimashma shenema l'chol nefesh, since the pasuk says l'chol nefesh, any soul, shemeyani, I hear from this, I understand, that afil nefesh beima, even the soul of an animal, it should also be mutter. In other words, it should be mutter to cook or bake for an animal. Nefesh beima b'mashma. Kinyan shenema, the same way the pasuk says, umak and nefesh beima shamenu. If somebody hits a beima, you have to pay him back. So it says, loshen nefesh beima. You see, by a beima, it's also called a nefesh, called a soul. So here, maybe also you're allowed to cook for an animal on Yom Tov. Talmud Leima, therefore the pasuk says, lochem. With ashen lochem. Lochem means lochem.